Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 28, Mombela and Polokwane 31 degrees.
In Melbourne and Basel, dear drive, traffic is not working at Thomas Bowler Street.
We start in Boksburg, where six Ekurhuleni Metro police officers have been arrested for extortion and robbery. The officers were arrested by members of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. The Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department spokesperson Tabiso Mahado says they also face charges of defeating the ends of justice. The DA says it's wrapped up a working visit to Washington aimed at strengthening ties with the United States. The visit comes amid ongoing tensions between South Africa and the US, including disputes over trade policies and foreign affairs. Here's the party spokesperson, Emma Louise Powell.
During the visit, the DA engaged with key decision makers at Congress, the State Department, and the White House. These discussions were aimed at ensuring that US leaders receive accurate and fact-based information regarding South Africa's domestic landscape and the challenges we are currently navigating.
Authorities are investigating 50 non-profit organizations suspected of money laundering and terror funding. Social Development Director General Peter Netshabali says some foreign-backed groups exploit NPOs to recruit members threatening national security. He says this crackdown aligns with the Financial Action Task Force guidelines. Eskom in Gauteng and the Emfuleni local municipality are reminding all customers within the Emfuleni municipal area that the electricity accounts must be paid directly to Eskom. This is in line with the court order handed down by the High Court in Pretoria in July 2023. Spokesperson Amanda Gidi.
While several customers have already complied with this requirement, it has come to our attention that some customers are still not making payments directly to Eskom.
And the parent company of Instagram, Facebook Meta, is launching a facial recognition tool to detect scam adverts featuring images of celebrities in Britain. That's according to the European Union. Fake adverts featuring doctored images of celebrities are widespread on social media, often luring users into sharing personal information or sending money. I'm Chanel Subramanik. Video with me is the ERSS Ekurhuleni Metro Police Beamtes is in hegtenis geneem vir afpersing en roof.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Was advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I